98.3 KULM on this Tuesday, March the 31st. And our guest, again, keeping us up to date, our Colorado County Judge, Ty Prowse. Ty, good to have you on the radio again. Thanks for taking the time.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I know quite a few folks are tuned in and wanting to get some updates. What I saw this morning was 2,877 confirmed cases overall total in Texas and 38 deaths in Texas. Are those the numbers you're getting for our state?
Yes, sir. That's the one I looked at early this morning as well.
Okay. So we've extended the joint disaster declaration. Can you briefly describe that as we move forward?
Yes, sir. Commissioner's Court met last Friday around 5 o'clock and voted to extend the temporary order that I signed, as well as the other mayors. That order, in essence, simply states what Governor Abbott's order that is in effect until April 3rd says, which is, you know, social distancing, 6 foot, that certain businesses are closed, certainly not all at this point. Hopefully won't have to. I expect President Trump and Governor Abbott to give us some more guidance and instruction this week. So as we currently stand, we have our commissioner's court order that is a countywide order in addition to whatever the city mayors have decided they needed to do in their individual cities and communities.
All right. Now, our mayor added barber shops and beauty shops, I think, over the weekend, didn't she?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Saturday morning.
Okay. So we wanted to mention that again. And, you know, I would think, Ty, you probably would agree with me, from the top down, we're doing just about everything we can do, from President Trump all the way down to the municipalities.
Yes, sir. I think probably 99.9% of everything that I see and hear going on in our community, in the county and counties around us, you know, everybody's trying really hard. It's a tremendous sacrifice for people to voluntarily close their doors or have to, you know, not open their doors for business. People, you know, have such as the food industry have just been champions as far as adapting and trying to do their best, and I'll never thank them enough for what they're continuing to do.
Absolutely.
As well. And you know, it's so important that we do keep the food businesses going and grocery stores and essential businesses, because this is a marathon. It's not a sprint, apparently.
Yeah. Well, the essential places would also be the higher risk places, so we have to go get groceries and certain items. So when you go there, I know they're putting some things in places and being even more serious about it now than in the beginning, right? I mean, they've got people in there, keep your distance and spacing and
more sanitizing.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the medical end of this. We're seeing more come out. We're finding out from scientists and researchers, and doctors are actually putting reports and studies on various places, social media, the internet, websites and such, telling us a little bit more about this COVID-19 and, you know, how it starts off with a sore throat 3 to 4 days and then a dry cough, and then how it eventually gets down into the lung and then the pneumonia part of it, which is the bad part of it, and it's really eye-opening. They're also, and a lot of those reports are giving us some hope as they're figuring out ways to battle it, right? I mean, what's all you're seeing? What's your take on the medical end of it?
Well, I'm as you said, I'm really hopeful that, you know, I know of the Johnson & Johnson trial that it will start in a day or two, and there's another one that has been going on, I'm told, with 1,100 people in it for the hydroxychloride trials, the therapeutics. So we have vaccines and therapeutics or ways to treat it that are, you know, underway. I think it's just a matter of time until obviously they find something in both of those regards that, you know, can help us tremendously. And we're told that, you know, the best thing that we can do still at this point is to stay at home if we can, keep our distance from people when we're in public, and you know, don't be around people if you have symptoms, or let yourself be coughed on or sneezed on, etc., and wash your hands and do all the things that we've heard a million times already on TV and the radio.
All right, Ty.
Just a way of life now.
Yeah. I've had some listeners want me to ask you. Now, I understand privacy issues and, you know, those types of things. I'm not sure how, you know, the law part of giving information, but people are wanting to know, now that we have a case here in Colorado County, what can you tell us about, is there anything that you can tell us about that case?
Yes, sir. First of all, we have two cases now in Colorado County.
Two cases, okay.
Another one was confirmed, called into to Chuck Rogers and I last night from the health department around 6 o'clock.
Okay.
When learning the rules about what we can and cannot report or say, there are 21 rules under HIPAA called PPI, or personal information,
right,
that we cannot repeat or say, don't even necessarily know. But generally, the things that we can report are the location, generally in the county, naming a town, if that is relevant, and also an age group, and a male or female.
Okay, well, do you have those?
Yes, sir. The first case was age group 60 to 80, lives in the northern part of Colorado County, in the New Ulm area. And the second case last night reported age group 30 to 50 and lives in the city of Columbus.
Okay. I'm assuming they immediately were quarantined with their family?
Yes, sir. After the first case yesterday, I spent some time on the phone with Dr. Placencia, who is our regional medical director in Houston. My questions were, what do we know about what was communicated, what are they doing, etc. And so immediately after the test is positive and it's confirmed, they deploy their epidemiological team, and that team makes contact with an individual and then follows up throughout the course of the 2 weeks through state health nurses. And we have a state health nurse in Columbus and in Belleville that will be attending to these two of our fellow citizens while hopefully they recover quickly at home.
All right. Well, our hearts go out to them and their families and prayers. And we'll continue to monitor everything we need to. And I want to thank you for being available to give us updates, man. Thank you.
Man, I really appreciate the opportunity. And I would just ask everyone to pray for the two people that are our brothers and sisters now that are ill with it. And hopefully they recover quickly and their families, you know, don't come down with it as well. We'll keep doing what we do as people in Colorado County to help them as well.
Remember, tell anyone who needs to utilize the local radio station for information outlet, our mayor, Lori Ann Goldberg, if there's anybody in the medical community that you're in contact with, if you're talking to some of those people, let them know. Let's get the information on. As of this point, I think we've covered everything we can. People are doing everything they can, and we'll move forward.
Yes, sir, we will.
All right. Well, thanks, Ty. I'm going to let you go. We'll get back rolling here, trying to get a Tuesday started.
Thank you so much, Darrell. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Judge. County Judge Ty Prowsey, 98.3 KULM.